on the air as the spokes of the great driving wheels came round. A note the leather straps made as they ran tighter and looser, and a fretful tumult from the dynamos. And over all, sometimes inaudible, as the ear tired of it, and then creeping back upon the senses again, was this trombone note of the big machine. The floor never felt steady and quiet beneath one's feet, but quivered and jarred. It was a confusing, unsteady place, and enough to send anyone's thoughts jerking into odd zigzags. And for 3 months, while the big strike of the engineers was in progress, Holroyd, who was a blackleg, and Azuma Z, who was a mere black, were never out of the stir and eddy of it, but slept and fed in the little wooden shanty between the shed and the gates. Holroyd delivered a theological lecture on the text of his big machine soon after Azuma Z came. He had to shout to be heard in the din. "Look at that," said Holroyd. "Where is your Ethan idol to match him?" And Azuma Z looked. For a moment, Holroyd was inaudible, and then Azuma Z heard, "Kill 100 men, 12% on the ordinary shares," said Holroyd.